All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to day four, lunchtime of day four. We're almost there. Almost there. My voice is going to get there, I think. So thank you very much for coming. I know it's been a long conference with lots and lots of stuff, and this is lunchtime, but we've got some very, very exciting things to show you today. Hopefully you got a bit of a preview on the Monday with the Yammer Roadmap, but you know, this is something that even I've been waiting for a very, very long time, and I'm very excited by it. So my name's Angus Florence, and I am part of the Yammer product marketing team based out of San Francisco. I started that role about 6 to 8 months ago, but before that was based in Australia doing the APAC CSM work. So again, you know, was part of Yammer before we got bored, and then I've watched this journey and been waiting and waiting and promising and promising, and now we're really starting to do some very exciting stuff. So, and most of that is thanks to who we've got with me today, which is Adrian. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Adrian Trudeau. I'm a product manager with the Yammer team. Been with the team for about a year and a half now. And before that, I worked on MSN and Bing and other parts of Microsoft. And most recently, I've been working on this initiative to bring Office 365 groups to Yammer. And we are really excited to tell you all about this today. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is huge.
All right, Angus.
So we're going to, I'm going to just take you guys through very high level, just our Microsoft's vision for collaboration and groups and how that fits in. And then we'll sort of talk about how Yammer's now going to fit into that. And then Adrian will take you through the cool stuff and what you want to know. We've got a great demo that's going to deep dive into everything that we're going to be launching very soon, how that works. We'll talk about timings. And then we also have Ian Davies in the crowd with us, who will be doing some questions with us at the end. Now, this is a 75-minute session, but I can absolutely guarantee you, unless you guys ask 20 minutes worth of questions, that we can probably get out of here early. We'll keep it succinct and to the point, but yeah, that's got to be worth at least 4 or 5 points in the valuation just for that, surely. Okay, so we'll get through this quickly because I have no doubt in my mind that you've probably seen these slides many, many times so far this conference, but it is really important to understand where we were and where we are today and where we're going to be going in the future. So we all know that the work has changed. The old way of work was very solitary. You know, you would very rarely work in teams, disconnected from a lot of places. You maybe work in your office building, but outside of that, it was very hard to collaborate with other people. This is even up like sort of 10 years ago. Fast forward to today, and the new world is very, very collaborative. I would guess that a lot of people in this room probably don't do anything outside of a team environment, whether it's a project or running an event or whatever it is, creating new products. It's very much team, very much collaborative. We've also got a whole new way of working today. We have mobile people working remotely. We've got activity-based working in our offices where people are, you know, sitting in different parts, not in the same place every day. We have people traveling all the time. So it's a very, very new way of working. Technology's enabled us to do a lot of very cool things. And again, the way that we collaborate with people is as important today as it's ever been. We all know, I guess, the ineffectiveness of bad collaboration and how that can harm your business. Whether it's agility in terms of taking a long time to find that information. Being able to work together as a team and get that information quickly helps you move and adapt to this new way of world. I'm sure in your companies you have competitors, disruptors, changing markets, all these things constantly barraging you. Everything happens and the change happens so much faster than it used to. And so you need to be able to move very, very quickly and to adjust to that change and be agile. If you do that by yourself, it takes way too long. If you can do that as a team and move fast together, learn fast, get that feedback loop going quickly, you'll always be much more successful. The quality of work also degrades if you don't work with other people. If I'm trying to make decisions about my work and my job without getting input from others or working from others, I may not be seeing the full picture. And so without that full picture, I'm making decisions without really considering the entire picture. And again, you're sort of losing that quality of work. And so what we really want to do is be able to get our access to that information as quickly as possible so we can move forward and improve that quality. And innovation is another one. So being able to, I guess, discover parts of your organization and information that maybe you didn't even know was there. So whether that's, you know, people in other parts of the world, people who have the same job as you in another office, being able to discover that If you're not collaborating and working with other people, you'll never be able to connect and find out what we're doing inside the organization. So with all this new advance in technology and people being able to, you know, have the phone in their pocket and be mobile and have tablets and all that sort of stuff, travel wherever they are, we have this proliferation of services, particularly in our personal lives. But we know in business that, and we know from my personal life that in business, there isn't a one tool that fits all. I know in our IT land, we really wish there was. There was one tool we could just put out and everyone would use and collaborate and we could move quickly. That would be ideal. But the reality is that just doesn't happen today. And so what we're trying to do inside with Office 365 and the tools that we have is it's a really fine balance of allowing end users to choose the tools they want, be able to create a group, a team, a project, a space, pull in the people they need, get their job done, because at the end of the day, that's what people want to do when they come to work. They want to get their job done with the least amount of friction, the least amount of hassle, but at the same time as giving that flexibility to the end user, give IT the easiest and simplest way to manage those users in a single place, and that's where things like Office 365 groups and the graph and that type of thing come in. And so when you look at the stack that we have inside Office 365, you can see we kind of cover these broad spectrums of collaboration today. So we've got mail and calendaring, so that's obviously Outlook, where you can use your email, you can schedule meetings, that type of stuff. We've got SharePoint, which lets you create documents, share documents, store documents, that sort of stuff, a secure place. We have obviously Skype that does our chat, our real-time chat, and our calls and meetings, and I'm sure you all use that today. Then we have products like Yammer that is your sort of social collaboration tool, which allows you to connect people from outside, whether it's teams, connecting teams together, connecting people from across your organization in an open and social way in this new way of working. So again, you can see here that we're really trying to do is give the end user the most flexibility and choice. But again, this is all tied together from the IT side down the bottom. So this concept of Office 365 groups. And we'll go into this, and Adrian will show you how this works in Yammer. And there's lots and lots of great sessions that have been this week. We've had Christoph do one on Tuesday. We've got the one today about really deep diving. There's ones around management that Eric Zenz did. But groups is really this, it's not an app. It's a service inside Azure Active Directory. And you can add a bunch of people to a group, and then they can get access, and you can provision access to different apps across the suite in a single place and manage that. They also get a bunch of shared resources, whether that's a SharePoint site, a document library, a planner, that sort of thing. And again, we'll show you that in more demo. But as IT admins, you just have a single place to manage that. And the other thing, because we're giving people the choice, it's really important that we can help people discover what others are doing. So if I decide that I want to work in Outlook, and Adrian decided that she wants to work in Yammer, we don't want to create silos inside the organization. And this is where the concept of the graph, the Microsoft graph, comes in and is really, really important. So regardless of which tool we use, all that information is tied together. So I can use products like Delve today, and I can see what Adrian's working on, discover that content that's interesting to me and helps me get my job done. And we're going to start to see that get much smarter inside the products too. So you can see, for example, in SharePoint, you pull in trending files around that group. We're going to start to do that in Yammer eventually, where you'll start to see in the group files that maybe relate to that group that make it more interesting, events from Outlook inside that Yammer group. So those type of things where you'll start to see these apps. So regardless of what the end user wants to work on, that's all tied together in the back in a single place to manage. And obviously that's all backed by, you know, Microsoft security and all the stuff we do around trust as well. Now, I just want to make a couple of things. Do you want me to do this one or this one? I just want to make a couple of things clear, I guess, when we start to talk about Yammer, because this session is just focused on Yammer and Office 365 groups. But up until this point, when we launched this, the only way to have a conversation in an Office 365 group was through Outlook. So that sort of distribution list style type. It's an improved version of a distribution list. Now that Yammer's connecting to the service, all of a sudden, your users have a choice of how they want to communicate. Now, to save, in the last session I just did, someone asked me, wouldn't it be confusing if you have a group and you have some people in email and some people in Yammer and they're not talking together? And we tend to agree, we really want to get rid of that fragmentation between communications. And so, depending on where the group is created, will determine what type of conversation that has. And that's just determined by the end user. So if I'm in Yammer and I create a group in Yammer, that group gets a Yammer feed. If I'm in Outlook and I create the group in Outlook, that becomes an Outlook feed, so the ones that you see today. Today, if you create groups in other apps, so like SharePoint or Planner, today that gets mapped to an Outlook one. But again, in the future, you'll hopefully be able to get a choice of what type of conversation you want to have. What's the other? Now, the other question I've been asked a lot on the booth is, you know, it's been nearly 4 years, a bit over 4 years now. Why has it taken so long for Yammer to get to this point where we are truly integrated into Office 365? And I think the reality is, you know, I joined Yammer before we got acquired. We were our own completely separate product. We had our own way to manage users, a way to manage files. We're on a completely different data center. We had third-party services. Everything was basically completely separate. The way that we viewed files was different. And so over the last 2.5 years, or 18 months, 2 years, we've spent a huge amount of time and investment migrating Yammer into the Office 365 suite and really trying to align that back end so we can then go forward and try and get the end user benefits of leveraging Office 365 and Yammer together. It's very hard to have a Yammer user get added to a SharePoint site when they're different things. So we're at a point now where we can do that. So the first thing we did was get identity sorted, and that happened last year. So now we have a single identity across the suite, single sign-on. It's very easy for IT to manage, very easy for the person to log in. So we fixed that problem. The next thing we did was adding a lot of the management capabilities of a Yammer network into Office 365. So whether that's domains, whether that's... what was the other stuff that we did there? Remind me. Pradeep. Users. Basically managing users, domains, analytics, that type of stuff, all inside the Office 365 admin. So you didn't have to do separate, you didn't have to manage your Yammer users in Yammer, manage your other stuff in Office 365. In January this year, we had a big milestone where we became TSC compliant. And there was a session this morning at 9 a.m. that Pradeep and Samir and Kaleem ran around all the work we've done around our compliance security backend and an IT admin for Yammer. But that was a huge step for us, because that now means that Yammer is on the same level of compliance as a lot of the rest of the apps in Office 365. And the big thing that the TSC compliance brought is the fact that we now could be turned on by default for all Office 365 tenants. So we went through and backfilled every single existing Office 365 tenant, and anyone from that date forward that got created got Yammer added to as well. So that was a huge step forward. We're now basically at a level playing field as the rest of Office 365. And what that really means is we can, that was a lot of work and there was a lot of effort and took a long time, but we're at a point from sort of January, February this year where we can now actually start to move forward and really start to deliver some of the end user experiences and integrations we've been talking about for this last, you know, 4 years. And so for the last 6 months, probably since on by default, Adrian and her team have been working tremendously hard and getting whipped by me in marketing saying this needs to be ready for Ignite, you've got till September. And so they've been working really hard, and we've now got that backend integration into groups and some really nice stuff that we're going to launch very soon. So I'll let Adrian take over and talk about the demo stuff, but I really want to give you, like, this is the most exciting time in Yammer's history. We're about to start to make it really, really pop, particularly with some of these new interfaces for users and the integrations into the suite. But I'll let Adrian talk about that.
All right. Can you hear me?
We can.
Awesome. That work? Excellent. So, coming soon to an Office 365 group near you, Yammer. So excited to tell you about this. Echoing what Angus said earlier, we don't believe that one size fits all with communication. So when you create Office 365 groups in the future, you will have a choice between using email and having a shared inbox in Outlook for your team, or having messages in a group feed in Yammer for your team. But these Office 365 groups that have Yammer will also get the rest of the suite. So this means now that your Yammer Office 365 connected groups will have access to a SharePoint team site, and a document library, They'll have access to task management and planner and a group in Power BI. And how could I forget this? A team OneNote. It's actually my personal favorite. I love OneNote. Again, like Angus said, the context here is key. So where you create a group determines what communication method your group will have. If you create a group in Outlook, you will get email and the shared inbox in Outlook for your team. If you create the group in Yammer, you'll get Yammer messages in the group feed for your team. As part of our initial release, any group that you create elsewhere throughout the suite will get Outlook. However, over the last few days at the booth, we've heard from a number of you that you want the flexibility to determine whether your group has Outlook or Yammer if you create it from SharePoint or the Office 365 admin tools as well. So we've definitely heard that, and it is in our roadmap too. And now this is the fun part. So let's go ahead and jump right into the demo. Are we on? Excellent. Okay. So today I'm going to tell you about Sarah. Sarah is a product marketing manager at Contoso, and she has been put in charge of the marketing launch for this new tablet. So she really likes to work in Yammer with her team because she likes working out in the open, and she likes the ease of discovery of what's happening around her network, and she likes that other people can easily discover what's going on with her group and her team as well. So she's going to come here, and she's going to create a group, the Contoso Tablet Marketing Campaign. And she's going to add her V-team members, Alex and Garth, to the group. She's going to go ahead and leave it as a public group and click Create Group. Great. So now she has a group. And as you can see, we have this experience now to help you enable and get these new groups moving faster. So she's going to go ahead and customize the group, add an image and a description, marketing campaign, and she'll go ahead and post a first message to the team. Use this group. And at mention her colleagues. Okay, so Sarah has her new group set up just like that, and you may have noticed over here something that's different from a classic Yammer group that you get today. These are the Office 365 resources. So these are the SharePoint document library and team site and OneNote and Planner that are associated with this Office 365 connected Yammer group. So literally, just as simple as creating a Yammer group today, you now get an Office 365 connected group in Yammer. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. And on the flip side, managing these groups as an admin is just as simple as managing any Office 365 group in your tenant. So we're going to go ahead and flip over to the admin side for a second here. We'll go ahead and load the groups. And you can see the group that Sarah just created shows up here in your Office 365 admin center, just like any other Office 365 group. And you can also see seamless integration, the information such as the image and the name and the membership list is exactly the same as we have in Yammer. So how does this work? As Angus mentioned earlier, whenever we create a group in Yammer, we are going to fire off a call to Azure Active Directory, also known as AAD, to provision a group. And when AAD creates the group, it will send a signal back to us, and we'll go ahead and map that to the Yammer group that you just created. Simultaneously, AAD will send a signal out to the rest of the suite to go ahead and provision this group so that we can link all of these pieces back together. So going into this now, we can show you that just like your other Office 365 groups, we can easily manage these Yammer groups through the admin portal. So we're going to go ahead and add Zrinka to this group because she's the VP of marketing at Contoso and she might want to know what's going on. And we can go ahead and also edit the description for the group and hit save. And just as simple as that, now all of these changes will be synced across to the rest of the suite. So AAD, or the admin portal, will publish the changes to AAD, and then AAD will send signals out to all the other workloads in Office 365 that integrate with groups to update this information, both the membership list and the metadata for the group. So recapping there, two things to take away from this section. Creating an Office 365 connected group in Yammer is exactly the same as creating a Yammer group today, but now you get to manage these groups just the same way as you manage every other Office 365 group in your tenant. All right, so let's go ahead and switch back to Sarah. Sarah is a member of the marketing campaigns group as well. This is the group that is the all-up place to find information about the various marketing campaigns happening around the company. And this group is also connected, you can tell here, by the Office 365 Resources module. So let's go ahead and take a look at this. They have this SharePoint document library where they've stored a few documents, like the marketing campaigns from the last couple quarters. They have a team site that shows recent activity in the group, could also be configured as any other SharePoint team site. They have the team OneNote that they're currently using to store useful information and links that they might want to get back to easily. And they've got some tasks over here in Planner. So Sarah has a task to create a proposal for this Contoso tablet campaign. So let's go back here to the marketing campaign's SharePoint document library for a minute because Sarah wants to share this Q3 PowerPoint deck with the group she just created so that her team members will be able to easily find the information about what's happening across the company with this marketing campaign all up and collaborate with those folks as needed. So she's going to share the document, click the share icon, and then search for her group, and there it is, right there.
That's also huge.
Thanks, Angus. So she'll go ahead and type a message to her team. This is the all-up doc of campaigns. And go ahead and click share. So now this document is going to be shared to the Yammer feed for the group that she just created. So you can see that the flow here is so much simpler than it used to be because now your Office 365 connected Yammer groups show up in search around the suite. So from a workflow perspective, this is just so much smoother and simpler than what we're able to offer with classic groups today.
I think the other thing that's worth highlighting in this point, so today when someone wants to share a file from SharePoint to Yammer, they copy the link and they paste it in the Yammer group. But if the people in that group don't have access to the file, then you go through the circus of please add me to the file, please add me to the file. So by having this group in Active Directory now, as soon as we share it with it, it also shares the permissions of that file to that group so they instantly have access to edit that. If we add remove members to that group, that'll get their permissions will get add removed to that document as well.
Exactly. Okay. So Sarah also has been working on a document on her machine that she wants to put into the group that she just created. So she's going to come over here to OneDrive and open her group. So you can see that her Yammer group shows up in the nav over in OneDrive as well as in the nav of all the other products as well. And she's going to upload this document from her computer, which is a proposed timeline of events for this marketing campaign. So now coming back to Yammer, Sarah can come over here and see not only have her teammates been posting a whole bunch of stuff, which is awesome. Look at these great images that they can use for the marketing campaign. But also, now she can go ahead and share this document with the team that she just uploaded over in OneDrive. Timeline of events. And mention Garth, because he'll be driving this. And she's going to attach this file, but now, when she clicks on the paperclip, she sees this option here to select a file from OneDrive. So I pull this up, and all of her Office 365 groups show up here, including the one that she's in. And this is pulling from the SharePoint document libraries of these connected groups. Additionally, she has access to her personal OneDrive for business in this file picker, too. So we're going to go ahead and pick this document and hit post. And there it is. This seamless, right from OneDrive into Yammer, attached to a message. We've removed so much of the friction here in these cross-product workflows. So now you're going to be able to share these documents either through the sharing mechanism over in SharePoint or through this file picker in Yammer seamlessly.
Once again.
And to the point that Angus made earlier, now because my Yammer group is connected to all these other workloads, including SharePoint, anybody who's in this group will automatically have access to this document, right? We've removed the friction of needing to make sure you have permissions properly set on the document before you share it, or fielding a whole host of requests afterwards to get access to the document. It's just totally straightforward. Also, anybody who comes into this group in the future will have access to the document. And anybody who leaves the group will no longer have access to the document. And that's because these connected groups have synced membership across the whole suite. So another thing to show you here, apparently Garth has something to say about these images, but the document that Sarah shared from SharePoint has now been posted right into the feed. So you can see two different ways to share, either through the sharing mechanism in SharePoint or from the file picker over in Yammer. Okay, one last thing that Sarah wants to do to get this group set up. Over in Outlook, there's another team that she's been working with, and there's a file that's related not to this project, but to another project, but that might make a good template for her team to use when thinking about how they want to write the proposal. So Sarah's going to come over here, and she found this document, and she's going to forward it to her team. And so similarly to what we did over in SharePoint, she's going to search for her group, and there it is. It shows up. It's right in the global address list. So easy. Write a message. Let's use this for the proposal.
Before you send, do you want to show the...
Yeah. Oh, and one other thing. Thank you, Angus. These groups, you can see the information right here, the image has come through over into Outlook. The name is the exact same, and you have a little message here that says that this group has been created and is managed in Yammer. So go ahead and send this. And just to give this some context, you can compare this workflow that I just showed, where your groups show up in the global address list and you can search for them, to the workflow for posting a new message into Yammer today. Today, you would go to the Yammer group, scroll to the bottom of the right column, click on the link that says post a message to Yammer, copy the address, come back to Yammer, paste it into the email message, and then hit send. And after you hit send, you would get a message that asks you to confirm your post to Yammer. So today, we've removed some of that additional friction. You can see now that when I post a message through email to Yammer, instead of being asked to confirm my post, I get a message that tells me that my post was successful and where I can go to find it. So with this, we've taken what was previously a 7-step process, and now it's 1. We've just made this workflow end-to-end across the suite so much simpler, and it's mostly driven by the fact that these groups have shared membership that gets synced across the suite, And also the fact that these groups show up in your search and in your global address list across the suite. So let's come back to Yammer. And I can show you, this is the message that I just sent through email, posted right into the group feed. Just like that. All right. So that's the end of the demo. Let's go ahead and switch back to the slides. So one of the questions that I've been hearing pretty much every day, if not every hour at the booth so far is, when can I get this? When can I get this? The short answer is, we're going to be rolling this out in waves, with the first wave starting this year. So our very first wave, we're going to be connecting new public and private groups in networks where there is a single network mapped to a single tenant, and where Office 365 identity is enforced. So the reason that we're asking, or we're depending on Office 365 enforced networks is because group membership management and having that group membership list synced across the suite is one of the cornerstones of what makes this whole experience work. And we can only add somebody to the membership list if that user is recognizable in Azure Active Directory. Users who are still logging into Yammer with legacy Yammer credentials, we cannot add to these groups. So for our very first wave, we're starting with these enforced networks. Oh, and that will be later this year, because that was actually the question. The second wave, we're going to be working with the same set of networks where Office 365 identity is enforced and where there is a single network mapped to a single tenant. But this time, we're going to go ahead and backfill and connect all of your existing groups. So this should not require any work on your part. As long as a group can be connected in AAD, we'll go ahead and make that connection and provision all of the SharePoint team sites and OneNotes and planners for these groups. So the third major wave, rolling out to which networks and which groups get connected, we're going to be taking this broader, there we go, to other managed networks in Office 365. So the main task that we're taking here is trying to take people from Yammer legacy identity to Office 365 identity so that we can start to roll out groups to these networks as well. And then past that, we're going to have a bunch of other waves that address different types of networks and different types of groups. So for example, another wave is going to be connecting secret groups, which in our product are known as private groups that are not listed in the directory. When AAD adds support for these groups, which is in their roadmap, we will start connecting both new and existing secret groups to Azure Active Directory so that they become connected groups as well as the rest of the groups in that network. Other waves past that include external groups and freemium networks and external networks. So these are the major waves that talk about which networks will get this experience and which groups in the networks will be connected. While we're working through this, we're also going to be diving deep on the connected group experience so that we can continue to improve the product experience through these integrations with the other Office 365 products. So much, much deeper integration with the suite. Areas that we'll be looking at are deeper integrations with files, such as being able to see some of your team's recently updated or recently uploaded files into the SharePoint document library, showing those in your Yammer group, improving the way that we display content so that we're able to give you a preview of the document so long as you have access to view that document, and some additional improvements in the sharing scenarios and other collaboration. We're also going to go deep on OneNote. So you'll be able to see your team OneNote in Yammer, you'll be able to create and edit notes from within this Yammer group, and you'll be able to collaborate easily with your teammates using Yammer threads about these notes. The last major area that we're going to dive deep on as we start to improve the product experience with these Yammer connected groups is introducing a shared team calendar for your Yammer groups as well. So you should expect to be able to see upcoming events for your team and to be able to create and manage new events for these connected groups. Other areas that folks will probably get excited about, admin controls. So we're going to be adding support for some of the admin controls that are coming out in Office 365 groups, such as naming conventions and soft delete, among others. So as an example, naming conventions, if you are an EDU customer and you want to set a policy to prevent your students from creating groups with bad words, you can use a pre-configured list or customize your own list. In the interim, any group that is created in Yammer that cannot be connected to AAD for whatever reason, including not matching these naming conventions, will create a classic Yammer group instead of a connected Yammer group. So you don't need to worry that at any point Yammer will start creating groups in Office 365 if it goes against your policies for Office 365 groups. And then coming soon, next year, we will be adding the support for these naming conventions so that we can make sure that the groups that get created in Yammer conform to your company's naming conventions. And another big one that we're really, really excited about, because we hear this request all the time, is to be able to introduce dynamic groups into Yammer. So what does that mean? For companies today that want to use Yammer for one of its really awesome workflows and scenarios where you can have large cross-company groups, managing the membership on those groups manually can be a real pain. Now, with dynamic groups, you'll be able to create a rule that will update the membership automatically. So an example of this would be, we could create a rule that says anybody who reports to Christian, who was here earlier.
I forgot to explain that I'm not Christian. Yeah.
Anybody who reports to Christian is in this group, and we have a group called Christian's Org, and then when anybody joins the org or when they leave the org, so long as their hierarchy is updated appropriately in AAD, they will get automatically added or removed from this group. All right, so the key takeaways from this session. One size does not fit all. So we want to empower your employees and give you the choice through Office 365 groups to use Yammer for your collaboration. So now you get all the goodness of having a group in Yammer with Office 365 as well. The next one, the next key point, is that you can easily create and manage these groups. Creating a group is literally as simple as creating a group in Yammer today. And managing this group is now just like managing any other Office 365 group in your tenant. And the last key point is that now we have these simplified workflows from around the suite with Yammer, such as being able to share in SharePoint either from a Yammer group or directly from SharePoint. And these take advantage of the fact that now your Yammer groups show up in search and in the global address list across your company, and also that these groups have common membership that's synced across the suite. And the last key bit is that really, this is just the beginning. We are just getting started. We have so much awesome stuff that we're going to do with the rest of the suite now that we've unlocked the power of Office 365 groups in Yammer. So I'll just go ahead and say that Yammer and Office 365 are better together and closer than ever. Thank you.
Amazing. So, as promised, we were very quick, and so, but we do have Ian Davies with us, who's from the Yammer engineering team that helped build all this stuff. So, more than happy to take as many questions as you guys can throw at us, or until we run out of swag, either one.
Ian, come on up.
I have so many questions.
Awesome.
And this is awesome, seriously. Like, as a huge Yammer user, our company is huge on Yammer.
Love it.
Like, this is phenomenal. All right, so this is the default experience going forward. You can't choose, like, a classic Yammer group by default. It'll just be everybody gets groups.
Everybody gets groups.
Okay, and you already said you're going to add it, prorate back. All right, editing membership inside a Yammer group.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you do now, that's going to trigger back to the Office 365
exactly.
groups?
Exactly. Any change that we make in terms of membership, whether it's adding or removing, promoting somebody to an admin role, any change that we make to the metadata, like the group name, image, description, et cetera, all of that gets published to AAD, which will then disseminate that information across the suite.
All right. So likewise, if you're in Outlook and you like a message in a group, that's going to propagate back to Yammer and like the posts in Yammer?
So as we mentioned earlier, you either get Yammer or Outlook with a group.
Okay.
So you won't see your Yammer groups in Outlook, and you won't see your Outlook groups in Yammer.
All right. And then my last one is when you share a link, you showed the SharePoint.
Sure.
All right. Is that an actual object inside a Yammer like it is now, or is it just a link back to the location? And so that means you're getting rid of Yammer file stores.
So it is a link back to your SharePoint document library. We have not fully replaced Yammer files with Office 365 files in SharePoint yet. It is in our roadmap. This is our first step in that direction. So our general guidance to people who are asking about how to use files in groups now that are connected to Office 365 is we say that documents that you are going to collaborate on with your team, documents where you want to be able to organize or secure with the different options that SharePoint provides, we recommend putting those into your SharePoint document library associated with the group. If you're just, you know, you want to share a quick screenshot with your team or a GIF or something like that, just do a quick upload through Yammer and it will go into Yammer files.
Okay.
Our long-term vision is to collapse all of this into SharePoint, and this is the first step in that direction.
All right. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
So I think you just answered my question in one of them, in that ultimately the Yammer file libraries are going to go by way of SharePoint.
Yes.
And but as we first roll this out, will those Yammer file libraries change at all? Will when we connect a SharePoint file, will that show up in the Yammer file library?
They will still show up in the Yammer files.
Okay. Will they look just like the rest of the files, or will there be some indication that it's a SharePoint file?
So
I stumped the Yammer team.
Yeah. So with our initial rollout, we're going to just show them as files, so they'll look the same. But that's really good feedback, and that's something that we'll take into account.
And I love how we can admin the groups from Office 365. Will the group admin experience in Yammer change at all when you click on the gear wheel?
So within that, there's nothing specifically in there for managing groups in the Yammer admin experience. So for management of membership and all of these things, we would expect you to go across to the Office 365 admin board.
Okay, so will that gear wheel just be gone?
Yeah.
The way you edit groups today is through the group admin.
Yeah.
That won't change, and that will actually sync.
Sorry. Yeah. So
I can hear him just fine. Don't.
Yeah. Sorry. So when you edit the way you edit the settings of a group in Yammer today, won't change because not all group admins are going to be Office 365 admins. But those changes do sync back.
Will be reflected.
So if you make a change to the description or something in the Yammer group settings, as just the group admin, that will reflect back to everything. But you can. What we're doing is adding the ability for the IT admin to make those changes on the back end as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Another point to mention there is when we get to wave two, where we're backfilling existing groups, and we're talking about public and private groups in your tenant, somewhere upwards of 90% of your groups will be connected to the suite at that point, if it looks like the average distribution of groups we see across all networks. So Office 365 might be the right place for you to administer your groups, or you could continue to use the Yammer-specific groups portal.
So quick question. Back here.
Oh.
So when a group is created in Yammer and the SharePoint sites get allocated, ownership, I'm assuming, gets assigned based on who created the Yammer group. When that owner moves on and is no longer owner, is that maintained through Yammer? Is that go to SharePoint and change the owner? How does that work?
Yeah, so today, whoever creates the group is by default the group admin or the group owner. If Angus goes ahead and creates a group, he'll be the owner. If he adds me as a member and promotes me to admin, then I will be an admin both in Yammer and in SharePoint as well. So both group membership and group ownership is synced across the suite and published to AAD.
Okay, thank you.
So you mentioned the roadmap of the convergence of the files with SharePoint document library going forward. Is that also true of the notes, that what we have currently in the Yammer notes are going to eventually move into the OneNote notebook?
So we do have a plan with notes as well. Because we have a rollout strategy that starts with only Office 365 enforced networks and then moves broader, we actually want to tackle the notes experience sooner. So notes today in Yammer will be moved into Word documents so that we have a clean slate moving forward to introduce OneNote into these product experience.
Okay, and then slightly related question on the files. If I go into Yammer and I'm entering a note and I click the attachment button, will it give me the option of where I'm storing that, or is it going to go into the Yammer files network?
Right, so for now, with our initial launch, if you attach anything through the Yammer message UI, it will go into Yammer files, and so upload would be done over in SharePoint. However, that is something that we've been talking about and exploring as a possibility in one of our future iterations on the file experience.
Thank you very much.
How will name collisions be handled if there's an existing Yammer group or an existing Outlook group that would end up with the same name? Will there still be only one gets to have that name, or will there be an option where someone who has a large group might want to collaborate partially in the Outlook experience and partially in Yammer?
Sure. So AAD does not prevent name collisions for the group name. The only unique field is the email address for Office 365 groups. So you can have one group in Yammer and many groups in Outlook that all have the same name. However, in Yammer, our product, since we're so oriented towards discovery, we do believe in maintaining name uniqueness. So when you create a group in Yammer, you will be asked to provide a unique name and told if you haven't. And then when we connect that to Office 365, if there happens to be another group with the same name, that's okay.
And in Azure AD, then, will there be anything used with that group identity? Because it won't be an email, will it still act as an email address for posting to that group in Yammer?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Will the identity in AAD for the Yammer group, will that actually be used as an email-enabled place to send documents in? So we'd have to watch the SMTP between an Outlook group and a Yammer group that might have the same display name?
No, when we create these, so if you create it with the same display name, AAD enforces the uniqueness of that email address. So they're separate addressable entities. Okay. And then that comes in and we route those ones directly into Yammer.
Great, thanks.
Hi, great stuff. I'm wondering about consolidation for us existing customers with a zillion of Yammer groups and a zillion SharePoint sites. Similar question actually to the previous one. But would it be tools or mechanisms for us to map SharePoint sites to specific Yammer groups, vice versa, and stuff?
Yeah, so this is not in our plan for the initial launch. However, this is something that we've heard multiple times over the last couple of days. So we've definitely heard you, and we'll be taking this back to talk with the SharePoint team about options in this space.
All right, thank you.
So when I start out doing something, I like it, and I stick to it, but my users are not like that. They change their mind. So if I start out with an Outlook group, would I be able to switch to Yammer at a later point or vice versa?
Unfortunately, we don't have a story for migrating group types because we don't want you to lose access to content that you've already created. So if you've created that information in Outlook, we don't have a way to move that information to Yammer because these are ultimately different products. It's an email versus a message. So in that scenario, you would create a new group for your team, and you could always point it back to the existing one.
Just one other question. For dynamic groups, is it currently just based on manager of the direct report model, or are there any other ways that you can configure these dynamic groups?
I believe that dynamic groups you can also set based on anything that's any property that's in AAD. Like if you have the location where people work, you could set one that says everybody who's in building A. Custom properties. Christoph can answer all your questions
about
this.
I'll come and talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Christoph.
I can build on that question. Can we assign a Yammer group with an AD instead of adding members one by one? Can you add an Active Directory Active Directory group against as a membership for a group? And follow with that, do you have a dynamic group assignment possible with nested capabilities?
So the answer to the first question is no. But again, if you want to create a group with just the executive leadership or the secret HR reorg, then you could, as I was saying earlier, create a group membership based on Active Directory attribute, and you do query based on all the HR managers, and voila, no one can cheat the system. Only the folks that have that attribute in your organization will be members of the group. And it's kind of the same answer to the second part of the question. Typically, when you peel the onion of nesting, are you using nesting because you know Pavan is the CVP of your engineering organization, and you want not only him, but all the engineers in the different location every time he sends an announcement in Yammer to be notified? Again, dynamic membership, we can say a query based on the Active Directory attribute, say all the employees in France, all the one in California, are members of this group, so they cannot miss a beat every time we do an announcement.
I also heard about the licensing of dynamic groups, more than 10,000 people or something, there's a charge for
so
it.
So I'm not a licensing specialist, but yes, Active Directory, dynamic membership and Active Directory does require Active Directory premium, and yes, you need to be licensed for that. I don't know the ins on that of the contract you sign with us, but typically a lot of the customers, whether educations or enterprise, there's discount on that and bundles, but it does require an additional license per user, as you mentioned.
So I'm really happy to see what you guys are doing with Yammer. I'm really excited that it's coming back to the fore. So I had a question around the external group side of it. If I set up an external group, is that going to fire up a 365 group and then give me like goodness on that side of it?
Sure. So that is in our roadmap. External groups will come in a later wave. I put that into the bucket of 4+. So we're focused first and foremost on internal public and private groups, which should account for somewhere around 90% of your network.
Cool. And then second question, integration is talked about a lot. Are you guys still innovating and building out Yammer and adding more features to it? Is that still on the road? Are you still sort of working hard on that?
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Product. Yeah. It's always about the product. Edit post, mark all as read, new display of files and images in the feed. Mm-hmm. We're going hard on this.
My turn. I have a quick question on calendar. So I create a group that creates me a team site, and that team site has a calendar. And you mentioned then it's either going to be an email group or a Yammer group. I'll have the option. Mm-hmm. If I go with a Yammer group, I will have a Yammer calendar versus having a team site calendar?
So calendar is coming later. It's not part of our first wave, so right. We'll be sharing more details about what that's going to look like as we get closer to that.
Okay, because it seems like we end up with too many calendars for the same group.
Well, you would have...
Going forward, the calendar for group collaboration is the one powered by Exchange. So yes, you do have calendaring in SharePoint going forward. It will be an Exchange calendar. Obviously, the end user doesn't need to know where it comes from, but that will be the calendaring going forward for groups.
Okay.
Okay. So great. Just a comment to start off with. The sooner you can get where any attachments go into the SharePoint document library, the sooner I will be a fully happy camper. The next question is, I didn't see anything on the roadmap around wiring the Yammer message feed into the protection center? Is that, with the group integration, is that going to speed that up?
The short answer is this is not exactly related to that. So that is something that we'll be looking at in the roadmap as part of our advanced management capabilities. That's coming later. Not related to groups.
So after wave four?
We don't have a timeline for
okay.
that, but it's coming later, unrelated okay. to groups.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
A question in regards to private groups, and you can all see the files even though that you're added later, but what if you do an admission and invite someone to participate in that specific thread that is not part of the group? Do they then get access to the document or just access to the thread?
So that's something that we're looking at for a future iteration, is keeping that same ease of collaborating on documents when the documents are in SharePoint as well as the documents in Yammer. So for now, they will get access to the thread and not the document, but in future iterations, we'd like to give them access to the document seamlessly as well.
Appreciate it.
Because that document is in SharePoint, if the user does follow the link, they would be able to request access in the same way as if you shared the link through email.
In the interim. And then we'll just make that seamless longer term.
Hi. My organization went to Yammer Freemium about 2 years ago. We've got, I don't know, close to 9,000 users on the network. And I asked a question earlier about an earlier session about, we've got folks that manage large departments where they've actually created an account, like, you know, group purpose at domain, whatever, and that they use that Yammer account to speak to their users. And so my understanding is that is going, you can't actually use that going forward. So I'm wondering if there's a way that we can, the folks that are going to have that purpose, is there a way to transition them to using groups in Yammer?
Sorry, could you, I had a hard time hearing the first part of the question.
So we went to Yammer Freemium a number of years ago, and we have groups, this was created organically without some governance, and so we have groups that have created accounts in Yammer where it was like group purpose at domain, and so let's say flight attendants, right? And they would go and they would use this group to answer questions to all the flight attendant groups that had questions. And so now as we're transitioning to Office 365, because there aren't licenses assigned to those accounts, they can't use that anymore as sort of the account to deal with, so like, because they have a named account, right? So I'm wondering if there's a best practice or something around how we could transition them based on what's coming with groups. I spoke with this gentleman earlier.
We spoke earlier. So again, the short answer is, if you had created, with an email, which is an account but can be used by more people, when you transition to Office 365, it does not map one-on-one because you have to map it to an actual user account in Office 365. But again, we can talk more, but basically if you want those kind of group scenarios, we would suggest actually creating a group and having those people access things to the group, and anyone in the group can answer questions, but we can think through a solution for it, but exactly mapping that one email account that you had before, which was a Yammer account, to say something which is shared across an Office 365 is not supported.
Right, so what I'm hearing is that given the roadmap, it would be what they're looking to actually do is doing what you've done here and sort of say, this is best practice, you need to transition to that. Okay.
So we've got two more people in line, so we'll take two more questions, and then we'll be up here afterwards if you want to come talk to us about your particular scenarios or any other questions you might have.
Hello. I apologize if this was answered earlier. I could hardly hear. But now that we can control group creation with Azure AD on the Office 365 side, is that going to trickle over to Yammer so that we can control group creation in Yammer as well?
So the way that this works is when somebody creates a group in Yammer, it creates a classic group first and then makes a call to AAD to try to create a group there. If you've set a group creation policy that prohibits users in your company from creating Office 365 groups, the group will remain a classic group and not get connected to Office 365. So you won't be able to control creation of groups in Yammer, but you will be able to control creation of Office 365 groups.
And then in a future wave, would that backfill? With the Wave 4 Plus and stuff, like, would you be able to eventually get the Office 365 group connected to that?
With that, it depends on what your creation policy looks like. If you still have that creation policy in place and the admin of the group does not have the ability to create groups in Office 365, we won't be able to connect it because AAD will prevent that.
Cool. Makes sense. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Two quick questions, and I think maybe it's just maybe a little bit of clarification from what you spoke about earlier. So regarding secret groups or groups that aren't listed, you said that they were going to be converted like in a future phase, but what about the creation of a secret group or whatever the case is? Is that still going to be supported?
Yes, you will still be able to create a secret group. If you go into the group creation flow, you can choose public or private. If you pick private, there's a checkbox that says list and directory. You can uncheck that and you will get a secret group and that will not be connected to Office 365. So it will be a classic Yammer group.
Okay, so it's gonna be classic up until that future wave.
Exactly, up until we're able to support that centrally in Office 365, at which point we'll go ahead and start connecting secret groups and backfilling existing ones.
Okay, and then just a second question, and this is more for clarification. So regarding the collision between similar group names, between like a Yammer group and an Outlook group or whatever the case is, I guess, can you explain again how you delineate what's what because of the email address?
Sure. So when we go ahead and we, well, first off, Office 365 and AAD do not prevent the display name of the group from being exactly the same. It is okay in the suite to have two groups or more with the same name. So as I mentioned earlier, because we are a product that's oriented around discovery, we do believe in maintaining a unique display name for Yammer groups. So when you go through the flow to create a group in Yammer, you'll go ahead and you'll enter the name, and if it's already in use, you will not be able to create a Yammer group. So you have to pick a unique name in Yammer. But if you pick a name that already exists in Office 365, that's okay.
But how will the email address then?
Sure. So behind the scenes, we make this call to AAD, and we put in a suggested email address. And if AAD sees that it's the exact same one as one that already exists, it will make it unique. So you will never have two groups with the same email address. AAD prevents that from happening. But you can have two groups that have the same display name.
That was my
If you change the group name, the email address doesn't change.
That's the same as with other Office 365 groups today. All right. Thank you all for coming. Really excited to roll this out to you. We'll be around here for more questions, and you can also find us at the booth later.